Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God our Father and in the confession of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Shrove Tuesday, time to be shriven, time to confess our sins and to be absolved of them so that they will not be able to destroy us. For us it is time to receive Christ's very body and blood in bread and wine, consecrated and hallowed by his word over them. Time also to remember Saint Matthias and the Church's faithfulness to her Lord in choosing him to fill up the number of the 12, that Christ might have his Israel, and in so doing she might cast aside all wisdom and understanding, and show herself to be childlike and infantile in a faithful way. About Matthias, we really know next to nothing. We hear in the first chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles the only mention of him in two verses, two mentions, one event. Apart from that, what we have is based only on tradition, most of it built on Christian piety. There we find him portrayed as proclaiming the gospel among the Ethiopians, though some have wanted to associate him with the so-called anthropophagi. And others want to make him the spiritual father of Basileus the Gnostic. The early historians assign him a place among the 70, sent out by our Lord that first time to announce the nearness of the kingdom of God. But in all these things, we really have no reliable guide. Evidently, the 11 did not know that much more about him than we do. Or if they did, they did not communicate what they knew to the evangelist Saint Luke. At least not anything beyond their bare bones report we have in Acts 1, passed on to us that Matthias was among the men who had associated with them beginning from our Lord's baptism by John until the day of his ascension when he was taken up from them into heaven. What seems more important, though, than Matthias as a person is, first of all, that there should once again be a full 12 witnesses to Christ's resurrection. This is witness in the original and correct sense of martyria, someone who tells us not what he thinks or feels or has been told to say, but what he, by the grace of God, has seen with his eyes. First, the full number of witnesses must be filled up again to 12 for the 12 tribes of Israel, and from there the number of those made apostles sent by their Lord quickly increases to include the likes of Paul and Apollos and Timothy and many others, and after them, apostolic ministers such as you desire to be, bearing witness to what has been passed on to them from those who had it first, those who had been with the Lord and had received the grace of his Spirit. How little we know of any of them. The desire to lionize them led to the creation of myths and fables about them, passed down to us today mainly in Syriac, but highly colored with Hellenistic magic. What do we really know of them? Peter, James, John, Thomas, and Bartholomew, Matthew, and Simon, Jude, and Paul, and Matthias. Very little. But of course, that serves to remind us that they are not the subject. Like us, they are the objects of Christ's saving work. They are not the one whose words and doings stand as the source of our redemption. They have known the grace and the mercy of that word, and they have received, like you and me, the fruit of Christ's saving person and work in preaching and in the means of grace, even as we do today. It is Christ who is the subject for Matthias and for all the apostles and for you and me. And if it should please God that we slip into obscurity as Matthias and most of the rest did, recalled and commemorated, but not really remembered. That will in no way diminish us or him. It will be our joy that we have been called to take upon us the yoke which Christ has so cordially invited us to take, and that we have had his cross imposed upon us that we might bear our hardships faithfully and cheerfully and without the grumbling and complaining that seems to have come to be so common today among both clergy and laity. Finally, we are told nothing of the person of Matthias or the measure of his fitness to minister. Only he is fit who knows and confesses how unfit he is and how unfitting that he should be called. There is something for us to learn in all this. We, with all our pre-interview strategies, our personal information forms, the PIFs as we call them, our self-evaluation tools, our Macedonian multiphasic analyses, and our multitude of instruments designed to unpack the mind and lay bare the soul of man. They had nothing akin to any of this. If anything in this situation is akin to ours, it is their lack of knowledge. Their lack of knowledge of what form the cross will take in Matthias's life. Same here. Same with you and me. For their part, they prayed earnestly for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and then they drew lots. I would suppose that that would be roughly equivalent to rolling the dice or 2 out of 3 in gin rummy. But the lot fell to Matthias, and he was set in order in the service of his Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.